human consciousness, changing the flow of time. If these cycles can push against us and change the way we behave, then can we also push back? If high solar activity makes the flow of time more choppy, creating disruptions that slow down time, and low solar activity makes the flow of time smoother, then can we affect the flow of time as well? If everyone on Earth was suddenly shocked by a negative event, would that cause a sudden flickering in the passage of time, disrupting coherence on a worldwide level? And if enough of us meditate, could we smooth out the flow of time in a way that Schnoll would be able to concretely measure in his laboratory? This brings us to Dr. Roger Nelson's work with the Global Consciousness Project. Beginning in 1979, Dr. Robert Yahn started the Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research Laboratory to study whether sensitive electronic devices might be affected by special states of consciousness, including strong emotions and directed intention. Dr. Roger Nelson joined the team in 1980 and ultimately became the main force behind this research. Early along, Yahn and Nelson decided to see if the human mind could create any sort of measurable effect on a well-developed commercial source of electronic white noise. Schnoll was studying the flow of electricity as well as one of his physical reactions. So now we have two different groups looking at the same thing. Yahn and Nelson wanted to turn that electrical noise into numbers they could graph out and measure. That way, if a person could actually affect the flow of electricity in some way, they could prove it mathematically. They decided the best way to do this was to create a random number generator. This measures how smoothly electricity is flowing through a circuit. Any hiccups in the flow of electricity will create regular patterns in the numbers it generates. Once we see a pattern, the numbers aren't as random anymore. Of course, in conventional science, time isn't supposed to slow down and speed up as electricity moves along. However, if time did start slowing down and speeding up within a random electrical circuit, then the numbers would indeed begin developing patterns, which you could then measure and graph out. Schnoll was also looking for these exact sorts of patterns in physical, chemical, biological, and radioactive reactions, but he never expected to find effects that could be caused by the human mind. Over the years, Dr. Nelson used three different kinds of random number generators that are either based on thermal noise, the natural rise and fall of temperature within an electrical circuit, or electron tunneling, which is the flow of electrons through tiny pathways, such as what we find in a computer chip. The circuits were carefully shielded off so they could not be influenced by external electromagnetic fields or temperature changes. And he also ensured that the aging of the components could not be a factor either. According to Nelson, over more than a decade, this basic experiment yielded an enormous database, with a bottom line indicating a small but significant effect of human intention on these random data sequences. To put it plainly, Nelson found that ordinary people like you and me, particularly in larger groups, could actually change the numbers that came out of the computers and create patterns in chaos. As Nelson said in a 2008 paper, for example, we took the REG, random event generator, connected to a laptop or palm top computer, to concerts, rituals, religious ceremonies, sporting events, board meetings, and various other events that might create a state of group consciousness. Over several years, we accumulated more than 100 datasets from resonant situations, and a smaller but substantial number of mundane locations, such as shopping centers, busy street corners, and academic meetings. In a nutshell, the largest or most reliable effects seem to involve ritual or some other influence that is designed to bring people to a shared state of mind. A global consciousness. In 1995, two different random number generators 12 miles apart showed a measurable change during the exact time that millions of people were watching the Academy Awards on television. Dr. Dean Radin found strong spikes at the most critical moments of the O.J. Simpson trial in 1997 across five different REGs in five separate locations. And this was one of the most highly watched events in television history. During Princess Diana's funeral in 1998, 12 different REGs in the United States and Europe also showed statistically significant departures from the normal levels at the most critical or poignant times. In late 1997, they began building a worldwide network that could run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to look for these patterns. All this data was transferred by the internet to a central location at Princeton University where it could be analyzed. By the year 2001, the Global Consciousness Project had expanded to the point where there were 37 computers around the world generating these numbers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Right as 9/11 started happening and the news began spreading across the world, they got results. We find that over a period of 3 months, one date is associated with a statistical anomaly, September 11th, 2001. On this date, the time range appearing most often among the 37 computers is 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., peaking around 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m., and the location primarily the east coast of the USA. Indeed, the closer the computers were to New York, the stronger the effect. A score this high would only occur about once in a million seconds by random chance alone, which is roughly a two-week period. According to Dr. Dean Radin in 2001, these effects are the most strikingly persuasive evidence I've seen so far that mass mind attention intention affects the physical world. Perhaps because this event has also been the most horrific. Science is about prediction.